Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Well, from the Northern Lights to flying Ga players home for championship, Joe Caulfield from the News Talk newsroom is with us for some of the stories that just didn't quite make the national headlines from around the Emerald Isle this week. How are you, Joe? You're very welcome.
Thanks, and yourself?
To Lunchtime Live, not too bad at all. Plans for the weekend?
Very rarely. I have a Saturday off.
Yay!
So, I mean, I'm not that exciting, but I'm going to the Joker movie, part two.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. I've high hopes.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, I really liked the first one. Did you see it?
No, I didn't. No,
you didn't like it or you didn't see it?
Didn't see it.
It was really good.
Really?
Yeah. I thought Joaquin Phoenix was just unbelievable in it. And, like, I liked the Batman movies, and it was kind of it told a little bit of the story from a different angle. And I really liked Lady Gaga in House of Gucci.
Okay.
So I think she can kind of play that
you
eccentric
big hopes
bit
for this.
Mentor. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
I can't actually tell you where I'm going because it's a surprise. Not for me, but for my friend who's 40th. It is this weekend and we're bringing her away for a night on Saturday. So I can't actually say where I'm going. But I hope she enjoys it because she might be listening. She might be listening. And there's four of us going.
Nice.
She knows that much. So that's not a giveaway. And she knows it's on Saturday and she knows we're going away for the night. But it's great. God love her. Like she said to me during the week, something about, she thinks we might go and sea swimming. And I was like, we're your friends. We're not bitches. We're not going to bring you sea swimming.
We wouldn't
for your
40th
birthday. She was like, but I thought there might be a nice restaurant at the end. I was like, we wouldn't do that to you for your 40th birthday. We'll bring you somewhere nice. We're not going to bring you to the beach.
Not a sea swimmer.
In Ireland. No. In October.
Yeah, fair.
In the cold and make you swim
well.
For your dinner. No, like, we're nice people, like, you know. Anyway, we will reveal more next week on our surprise party, but it's not necessarily an easy thing to do. I probably shouldn't be talking about it now on the show. My other friends will give out to me. But anyway, that's what we're doing. First up, though, we're talking about this. What's going on in Galway?
The environs of East Galway and towns in the east of Galway have been hearing disturbing sounds in the night, and it's not just in the build-up to Halloween.
No, it's not students on the rip for Halloween. Like,
do you know something it could be like? So, to be fair, so residents in Ballyban have reported hearing like really loud bangs really late in the night. So like between 4:30 and 5:00 in the morning. They're hearing these really loud bangs for the last couple of weeks at the same time every day for kind of over a week now. And obviously the first conclusion you jump to is, well, it's fireworks.
Mm.
It's a bit late in the night for kids to be up firing fireworks 4:30 or 5:00 in the morning. And they say it's much louder than fireworks and it has a sort of a pop to it when it explodes. Now, I'm not such a firework aficionado.
Yeah, that
they don't always have that. But, so it's not just Ballyban. Residents in Oranmore and Roscam, which would be a little bit further out in East Galway, have also reported this. Now, I have got an inside source.
Right.
Roscam. My sister used to live in Roscam, so right. This morning. And I was like, what's the deal with these loud bangs? So she hasn't heard them herself. Well, she has two young children, so she's probably like asleep as she can be. But she did say that in the Oranmore Facebook group, they've been on about it for a while, the last couple of weeks, again, people describing it like an explosion.
Right.
So obviously people then jumped to, is it explosive? Is it guns? But apparently gun aficionados have said, love this, that it doesn't sound like a gun because it's much boomier than a gunshot.
So what do they think it is? A ghost?
Well, I don't know. Maybe this time of the year the spirits are warming up for the festive. I honestly don't know.
Like, well, we want to hear from people. Where? East Galway?
East Galway.
Oranmore.
So like, Oranmore, Roscam, probably as far out as, if you're coming from the east of the city, so Ballyban all the way out as far as Oranmore. Have you heard loud bangs?
Yeah. Send me in a voice note today. Tell me what they're like. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. Now from loud bangs to this. What's happening in Cork?
The Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights.
Oh, yeah.
So, to be fair, there's been the last couple of nights, there's been sightings all over Ireland. I saw pictures of the Dublin Mountains yesterday and shots of the Northern Lights, which doesn't happen at all. But, like, down Cork, West Kerry, all the Western Seaboard, up as far as Donegal, which always, is usually the best viewing spot for it. But the last couple of nights, it's been like really, really bright, really visible. People are taking unbelievable shots of it. And tonight, you see, I was talking to a couple of people about this morning. And they were saying you never get notice of it. So like, you know, if there's going to be a lunar eclipse or something like that, you kind of know it's coming up.
But I did wonder had I missed this, because last night, loads of people had pictures up on their Instagram of, you know, the Northern Lights or photographs that they'd taken yesterday evening. And I was thinking, I don't think I knew about that.
Well, I definitely didn't know about it. Like, it's one of those things, unless you see someone on their Insta or something like that, or wherever they are out by the coast and they've seen it and you might kind of rush out yourself, it's quite hard to predict. But apparently, so what causes it is particles in the Earth's atmosphere colliding with particles in the sun's atmosphere. I Googled that because I am no astronomer. But apparently they are able to predict that tonight's storm conditions are extreme and it should lead to the aurora being very visible countrywide.
Okay. So tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night.
To go looking for them.
And the advice is to get out of the city, get out of the town, get anywhere, get out of anywhere where there's light pollution. And you should get a good eyeful.
Of the Northern Lights. Yeah, if you got pictures of them last night, you can send those in to us as well on our WhatsApp. It's not car season.
It's club season.
Yeah, well, yeah. It is club season, I suppose.
It's club county season.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, so the big controversy is that in the Tipperary Club Hurling Championship, at least four players were flown home for matches from Australia and Dubai, so quite far away.
And, to play with their club.
Yeah, to play with their club, Tracy's in Newport. And look, it's thrown up this conversation as in, like, is it right? Should clubs be spending that type of money? And then, you know, is it good for morale and teams that, like, a lad is over in Dubai and gets flown home and gets straight playing after lads been training during the week and all that sort of thing? Now, my own contention on the second part of that is that if you're flying home from Australia or Dubai to play a match and you missed Wednesday training, I mean, your commitment is there if you're flying home.
Yeah.
But I know lots of clubs around the country that do this. Big matches.
I presume the club's paying for the flight.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. And, like, if the club have the funds and they want to spend the funds on that player coming home, and if it's, like, if it's a person who is really central, you know, if it's their marquee forward, it's a free taker or something like that, I can see why it might be worth the expense. The problem with Tracy's and Newport is that they both drew their matches.
Oh, God.
So now it's like,
do you have to bring them back again?
Do the lads, well, if the lads have work, do they go home? Do they go back for the week? Do they fly over again? So that wasn't great in that particular instance.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I don't think that you can really be critical of a club if it's their county championship, if they feel like they have a shot at winning it, or they're going to get relegated and this is their marquee player to bring them home. And it's their money and the lads are willing to travel.
And they are part of the club.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not like they're buying in a ringer from somewhere.
If we want to hear from listeners today, do people have a problem with this? I don't know. I'm sure they don't.
Well, maybe the other team if they get beaten.
Yeah, they might then have a problem with it. Mm. Tell me about the illegal dumping prosecutions in Westmeath, or the fact there's none of them.
Yeah. So not a single illegal dumping prosecution in over 2.5 years in Westmeath, which is, you know, it's quite staggering. So between 2022 and the end of July this year, over 1,300 suspected episodes of fly tipping have been recorded. They've been investigated. None of them have been prosecuted.
Nothing at all.
No.
Is that unusual? Like comparatively to other counties, why has Westmeath been singled out?
Well, it was a freedom of information request
that
the Indo did. And,
okay.
And like, to be fair as well, so over 1,000 of these complaints were lodged with local authorities in Mullingar and Kinnegad and Athlone. And they haven't replied to this. They haven't commented on why these investigations that they've carried out haven't been prosecuted. You kind of have to give them the right to reply on that. It does seem like a lot. If over 1,300 reports have been investigated and no prosecutions have come from that, seems a bit strange.
What about Limerick and the phones or smartphones?
Well, yeah. So how this emerged was that two people had phones fall out of their pockets and subsequently stolen. It seems like that. So an 18-year-old girl, a lad who was working in a bar, they both lost their phone out of their pocket and then they went back to get it and it was gone. Now, that in itself, I mean,
not that terribly unusual, you'd imagine. Unusual. Yeah.
Yeah. But it has led to a Limerick Garda spokesperson saying that they think it's because phone screens are gone too big and they don't fit in ordinary sized pockets. Which I can see.
Yeah. Some of the phones at the moment, iPhones, are huge.
They're massive.
Yeah.
Very good friend of mine, who will remain nameless, has lost four phones in the last year or so But now she has a case which she carries on a lanyard around her neck.
No way.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Because, I mean...
So the guards are actually telling people to be mindful, is it, of getting phones that are too big?
Exactly. So I suppose a lot of this is just kind of absent-minded. Your phone is too big. You kind of, you don't properly assess how deep your pocket is or whatever. You know, like finished work and you throw it into your pocket and then you sit in the bus and it's left behind and it's nicked. So I suppose if you have a big iPhone or any other phone, because there are bigger phones than iPhone as well, put it in your bag or put it in a zip pocket.
That's the advice from the guards.
Well, that's my advice. Yeah. The guards are just questioning whether the screen size are too big.
If they're too big.
Yeah.
Okay, right. And is there much of a talking point around that?
Well, it seems that just like it was an article that the Indo picked up because the guards had made the statement on it that they think screen sizes are too big and people are kind of being a little bit irresponsible with them. And then they're coming to the guards and they're reporting these because they have been stolen like in the
public,
if you know what I mean. So they're like, listen, maybe your phone's too big. And if it is, put it in a secure place.
Yeah, or if you're not able to mind it, maybe just get a smaller phone. Joe Caulfield from the Newstalk Newsroom. Joe, thanks a million for telling us about the stories that just didn't quite make the headlines this week. And enjoy the Joker tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.